Thank you, Anna. On behalf of the Geneva Global Hub for Education in Emergencies, I would like to thank the organizers for elevating the critical topic of girls and women's empowerment, as well as the panelists for their insightful contribution. The Geneva Global Hub for Education in Emergencies is a strong alliance of 52 diverse members, including states, UN agencies, organizations, funds, and civil society, who come together to enhance visibility, political and operational commitment, and funding for education in emergencies. I'm pleased to see that two of our core members, UNESCO and ECW, are represented on the panel today. Our members operate in some of the harshest places on Earth, and they witness firsthand the needs and challenges faced by displaced and crisis-affected children and youth. What our members observe is that education is a top priority for these children and youth. As we know, as our distinguished panelists have noted, education is also a catalyst to advance gender equality and girls' empowerment. Therefore, we encourage the international community and all stakeholders who can have an influence to keep girls who are more likely to drop out of school during crisis or be dropped out at the forefront of our collective efforts to ensure safe, inclusive, and quality education for all children, even in crisis settings. I would also like to take this opportunity to share a concrete example of cross-sectoral approach when addressing gender and education. In an effort to break down silos and harness the potential of International Geneva, the EIE Hub members have just published a series of human rights fact sheets. These explore how the protection and continuity of education in emergency can be strengthened through human rights mechanisms. The fact sheets also apply a gender lens and call for more gender-responsive approaches to education in emergencies. These fact sheets cover the universal periodic review, special procedures, and the treaty bodies, and can be found on our website. We invite you to share them with your network and colleagues working on human rights. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.